ॐ शांति आज दिवाली के शुभ अवसर पर सब भाई बहनों की याद लेके
On the auspicious occasion of Diwali, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? Baba's form was a very, very decorated one, and along with that was loving mother. Mama, she was in her decorated Mahalakshmi form. At a distance, we saw there were two marquees, tents, and one was the deity,
Lakshmi.
And in between was a form, a Lakshmi model. And in the second marquee was covered, but what was visible was the angelic form. So in the first marquee there was the decorated form of Lakshmi, and many, many devotee souls were coming close. Some were bowing their heads in front of Lakshmi. Some were very overwhelmed with their emotions, their eyes were moist, and some were calling out to Lakshmi, expressing their feelings. The model of Lakshmi was rotating, revolving, and rays of light were spreading out, and that light was reaching each devotee and giving them experiences. So there was one Mahalakshmi form, and then in one marquee there was Lakshmi form and deities. So a lot of the Brahmin souls were around there, surrounding the form of Lakshmi. And so rays of light were spreading from that Lakshmi form and spreading and reaching the Brahmins, and they were getting decorated in that light. For some, center of their foreheads was sparkling with a beautiful tilak, and for some there was a beautiful crown on their heads, and the others were decorated in a lovely form. And the second marquee was a covered marquee in which only angels were visible. So there was a beautiful star visible that was emanating light in all directions. After a few seconds, Baba looked at me. Baba's form was very decorated today. Baba was smiling, and he then said, "What did you see, child?" I said, "Baba, I have seen these two types of marquees, and in between this model of Mahalakshmi." At the present time, Baba said, knowingly or unknowingly, human beings are asking for their desires to be fulfilled, and on this particular day of Diwali, they continue to remember Mahalakshmi, and they definitely receive some form of attainment or the other. Mahalakshmi means the one who is always a donor, a bestower. She fulfills the pure desires of her spiritual children. So in a subtle way, on this particular day, the devotee souls are experiencing something, attaining something or the other. And on this particular day, the form of the deities, which was the first Maki, the Brahmin souls are receiving blessings from Bhavdada, and they are merging the form of Lakshmi within themselves, the virtues, the powers. And so all the children too are merging their decorated form as they will be in the golden age. So all the Brahmins are emerging their deity form. This is why they have the crown, the tilak. So these are the scenes of the golden age. And in the second Maki, in which only the angels were visible, there was this form of light in the hands of the angels. So Baba then asked, I then asked Baba, why are angels being shown today? So Baba explained that at the confluence age, the angelic form of the deities, the angelic form of the Brahmins, their final form, their subtle form, is what is giving light to the entire world. They are the ones who are spreading new waves of hope and love in the world. So at the confluence age, Baba has given the children the special task of celebrating, honoring Diwali in this manner. So at the confluence age, give the experience of light to others in the world. Then from Bap Dada, decorate yourselves with the blessings from Bap Dada. You will anyway celebrate Diwali in the future. This is why Baba has shown these three forms. So all the children got emerged in front of Bap Dada, Baba. Now Baba was holding a very beautiful diya, beautiful light in his hand. And so there was a beautiful aura around that diya. So a lot of rays of light was spreading from that diya, from that. And there were many, many children merged within that light. So each of the children were in their very beautiful form, their decorated form. So the king of lights is remembering his queen of lights, and he's seeing how beautiful the queen, all the queen of lights are looking. So the king of lights is bound in the love of his queen of lights. So by forging this relationship with the king of lights, Baba is seeing how much the queen of lights is attaining so many rights. And as Baba said this, there were so many blessings as though they were falling, being showered on the children from up above. So it was as though the entire stage, wherever around the children, the entire area was beautifully decorated through those blessings. So today is the day to attain blessings from Baba. Experience those blessings for yourself. Decorate yourself with those blessings. So this is the true decoration of all the children. Baba is very happy to see the children in their decorated form. Baba was giving each one drishti, and he then said, the children understand the significance of this festival, of this day. Always dance in the happiness of your fortune. Keep yourself full of all blessings. When you maintain happiness of all the blessings you've received of your fortune, then you'll be able to end all old matters of the past, old sanskars and things that interfere from time to time. Today is the day of blessings, and so you have to share these blessings with others as well. So when you have these feelings of being a bestower, you're able to create a very high elevated stage for yourself. And those who are attaining from you or through you will look at you in with that vision as well. So you children are equal to the Father, you are children of the bestower, you too are master bestowers, master donors. So always maintain a high stage, never have this thought. Never have this thought, oh, why do I have this situation, this problem in front of me? Baba has made us master bestowers, great donors, so continually give to others, share with others. The more you share these blessings, you will have more and more experiences, and you will become dearly beloved deities for others. So the devotee souls are also remembering their favorite deities. They are very happy to be receiving these attainments through you, but you children have to maintain that stage, that awareness of your form, and then offered bhog to Baba. After Baba accepted the bhog, I saw Baba have a little sprinkler in his hand that was radiating light. As Baba rotated that sprinkler, that light, that fountain of light, light spread all over. And what was visible in that light were different scenes of the new world. As they light gentle crackers, firecrackers at Diwali, Baba, it was rotating that. And so what Baba wants to see in each child is that the attainments of the new world, scenes of the new world should be visible through each child. It should be merged in your heart. The scenes of the new world need to be merged in your heart. The Baba too is very happy to see the children in their in this decorated form. So Baba was entertaining the children today. So it was a very lovely scene. So just stabilize yourself in this stage and experience new things every moment. Let everything be new and you will see how everything will become new. Baba then gave loving remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.